Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Free Willy!
Motherfucker!
Free Willy!
It is not. Can
Can we stop with the Free Willy?
What?
Like, I don't
get it.
It's a good movie, motherfucker. It's a good movie.
It is.
Nah, dude,
it's
back
not,
when I was younger,
not that good.
When I was younger,
you know how hard it is to get a whale to act?
Yeah, I used to put those like pool noodles kind of thing back in the day and try and jump over them like I was fucking Free Willy.
Dude, see?
You know what's a good movie? Blackfish, about how SeaWorld killed a bunch of poor whales and a lot of people.
We don't need. I'm just talking about Free Willy. They got that. They got that orca whale to act.
It would be really great if you jumped over, like, out of a pool in slow motion over me, and I rub my two fingers across your belly.
Let's do that.
That would be oh my god,
that would be so awesome.
Let's do that.
I just want to be in the splash
zone.
We
could reenact
it's dripping
that. That would be
like
great
now. Water
Jackson
dripping
song
on Ross.
Slow motion, glistening in the sun.
Yeah, slow motion.
Who is the whale? Is it Jared?
Jared.
Yeah, it's me.
Okay, I think that Rocco
Jared,
and I could
Jared's
be underwater, and we could launch him.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Yeah, you camera trick it, but the whole shot is
Shamu,
me soaring slow motion over him. I'm dripping on him face. He's smiling.
Yeah.
Are you painted like a whale?
Oh, or at least
we'll paint him.
We'll put a fin on him. Just put a fin, a curled
fin.
Little
curl. We don't want to be racist.
And then I'll sing that Michael Jackson song.
And he spits
that Michael
water
Jackson
at
song
the top.
In the background.
We don't want people to be confused.
He spits water
as to what
at
we're
the
doing
top of the jump.
What was the joke here, gents?
I'm kind of confused.
Hey, Jared, you remember that Michael Jackson song in the background, too.
Jared in blackface for 45 minutes.
What song, Ross?
Hold me like the river Jordan.
Dude, what a good song.
Treat me like your brother.
And you are my friend.
Will you be there? That's
dude,
it.
You
will
guys,
you be there?
There's 16 different versions of this song, apparently,
but
too.
That was a good song. Yeah, I can't hold it.
We don't know the
welcome,
lyrics.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Podcast.
Yeah.
And as always, you know who we're sponsored by tonight. Do I need to say it?
You actually have to.
We're contractually obligated for you to say
I think
it.
I have to. I wish I could mime it out because the crowd knows. The people at home know. We've talked about this before, but we're going to talk about it again because it's just that fucking awesome. It's Carnivore Club.
Oh, yeah.
Some money. They send a box of incredible meat to you every month. The tagline on their box is, satisfy your inner carnivore.
Yeah, you can do anything you want.
And they deliver on that
really
fucking
can
promise. Ask Jared. He rolled down an entire salami sleeve and stuffed it in his mouth. It's the best salami, the best jerky, the best fancy Italian meats. You'll be too busy stuffing your face to even learn to pronounce these motherfuckers.
No one spoke today for 12 minutes. It was just nothing but Carnivore Club meetup. We had sliced a little bit of cheese, had some crackers, and then we went down on some wagagi.
We didn't go down on it.
Yeah, we didn't go down on it.
Jared, you don't even have to know the name of it. You don't have to know the name. You know
incredible pepperoni all over Jared Mandeville's stomach.
We had some wagago,
and then we
salami
licked it off. It was
the spreadable stuff was probably the most amazing. Honestly, it was similar to like a chorizo, right?
Or in the Portuguese, we would say chorizo.
You know how you have cheese whiz? You have cheese. It's like cheese in a can. It's the greatest thing in the world. Was meat in a liquid form.
Yeah.
My dreams came true.
It came in a beautiful little sack.
It was in a sack.
It's great.
It was
sack.
Nice. It's
yeah,
good.
And that sack comes inside a box. And you can go to carnivoreclub.co and sign up. You can use the promo code DRINKINBROS to get 10% off your first order. Just get out your credit card, type in carnivoreclub.co in your computer, and join the Carnivore Club for the best meat you've ever tasted in your entire life. That's Carnivore Club with the promo code DRINKINBROS. Get 10% off and live like Jared Taylor for a day.
I love it. I'm not ashamed, Ross.
He actually did get Carnivore Club box today, and we ate it.
We destroyed that
the
shit.
Whole box in 12 minutes.
But there was cheese involved too.
Yeah, we brought the cheese out.
Yeah, it could have been a soft eight if it wasn't for the cheese.
But the cheese was definitely
Nick, I'm a soft eight. So you know, I'm a hard
samesies.
Like I'm a hard samesies. 9.5, but I'm a soft eight.
You're only grow an inch, huh?
Yeah, wow.
It's like an anteater's face.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
it picks up when it sees ants.
It's
a gift and a curse.
I'm more of a grower,
it's
not a
shower. It's a
gift
and a curse is what it is.
That's me. I do a lot of growing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's something that's embarrassing when
a lot of people used to call me the human garbage disposal.
Why is that? It's because you take it very well.
No.
Oh.
No, I don't know where that came from. I don't know where that nickname came from.
Terrible euphemism.
Yellow dart is what they went to after that. It was yellow dart.
No, they've never. Nobody has gone to yellow dart.
Everybody calls me yellow dart.
No, actually, I'm thinking we need to do a little test here eventually. Because I like the Triple J. I think a lot of people like Triple J. I think only your personal fans and supporters go to the Yellow Dart.
But those outweigh, those outnumber
right,
the others.
What?
Those outnumber the others.
Oh, there's only so many.
Team Yellow Dart has more support than Team Triple J.
There's no hash team. Yellow Dart's not a thing.
It's not.
Like, it's not a fucking thing.
He just keeps making
happen.
It a thing.
Yeah, it's Jimmy John's Jared. Like, we all know you. It's like John Jacob
like
Jingleheimer
that.
Schmidt.
I like that.
John Jacob.
Yeah. His name is my name,
when
too.
When I hear Yellow Dart, I think of, like, a crappy superhero or whatever those things were called that are illegal
if
now.
If I was a superhero, I would be a shitty
threw
one.
Into the yard. Lawn darts. That's what it was. Like, yeah. I guess somebody lawn darts. Somebody
yeah. think about. Lawn
somebody,
darts.
Somebody died, and now you can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I mean.
Because America.
Yeah, if I was a superhero, I wouldn't be a good one.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah. I don't think.
No,
I don't think,
no, you'd be awful.
I'm the Yellow Dart.
You'd be awful at it.
I 100% believe that if Jared had superpowers, he would be a villain. Like
I think he'd be the anchor. He's just them. Holding yeah. everyone down.
Yeah. yeah.
You'd be a less
Slowing
than hero.
Down.
You'd be a less than hero.
he would abuse his power within 17 seconds of having it.
The Yellow Anchor. There you go.
And with that, we'll get to the rest of our sponsors real quick. We're also sponsored tonight by Tartarus Ordnance. That is TartarusOrdnance.com.
Yeah.
They're a proud supporter of the Semper Fi Fund. This is home defense ammunition. Again, we said it last week. This is the wish I wish a motherfucker would. You
yeah,
know?
This
like
is
this
it.
Is the this is the this is what you load
we need
up
that
with.
T-shirt. It's just Samuel before, Jackson's face. Says, I wish a motherfucker
yeah,
would.
Yeah, saying I wish a motherfucker
but
would
it's changed.
With Tartarus Ordnance on it.
A tiny bit.
yeah.
He's got, it's Samuel L. Jackson with a stroke, so one side is droopy.
The Mona Lisa version.
Or maybe it's Samuel L. Jackson as an anteater.
Oh,
I like that a lot.
It's a double entendre.
Yeah, is that an inside
a
joke?
Double entendre.
Is that a dick joke?
No.
No one
knows. What are we saying with that?
You're making fun of people that are uncircumcised.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, cool. Let's run with it. Let's run with it.
Yeah. We could get a bunch of them, Rocco, and call it Uncirque de Soleil. Just a bunch of uncircumcised people.
It's just like Cirque du Soleil, but everyone's uncircumcised.
But everyone
they're
is
just running around. They're spinning
and
it.
And they're wearing crotchless
tights. They're jumping
tights.
On giant trampolines, so it's just flopping.
With home defense ammo.
There's a lot of... They're all personally mic'd with lavs in their inner thighs.
They're firing home defense ammunition
what does that
into
sound like?
A pile
yes.
of meat.
There you go.
At TartarusOrdnance.com. It's premium ammunition, proudly manufactured in Texas.
Oh,
and
yeah.
again, you can get 10% off by using the promo code Drinking Bros, which we all love.
Go get it now.
And the last two sponsors, you know them well.
You already know.
We've got the blood of the gods. we've got the nectar from the kitty. It's a little whiskey called Ledslinger's whiskey.
The nectar of the kitty.
I love that.
The nectar of the
kitty. If you squeeze
a kitty,
yes.
That's what comes out.
We need the shirt.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Kitty nectar.
Kitty nectar.
That's it.
Kitty nectar.
Ledslinger's whiskey.
Maybe it's a cat squeezing it out.
Ledslinger's whiskey, now available in 18 states. Probably sold out. You hope your girlfriend can get it. She probably can. If you bring her home her bottle, she'll spread her legs. Man, that was a good intro.
Wow.
Feel positive about
Boom.
That.
Who wrote
Boom.
That?
Yeah, but you know what? The person who just came up with that advertisement also wrote a beautiful piece of American literature.
Yes, yes, he
did. What's the name of that? What's the name of the greatest book ever written?
It is the greatest book ever written. It's the only time porn has ever been transferred onto pages itself.
Yes.
At night she cries while he rides his steed. A romance novel for dudes.
That's so amazing.
Gosh, it is. It's the funniest book ever written.
Killing and
it's
fucking.
It's in the Smithsonian right now.
You could have renamed
Killing
it.
The Game. It's bronzed. It's God, it's in the Smithsonian. It's going to be there for a limited time on Columbus Day, so get out there.
I imagine
if
the cowboy from the old Marlboro ads read books, like he would have this book. Like it would be one of his books.
Yeah, he would. He'd have it folded up in his back pocket.
in the original manuscript form.
He died from cancer.
Yeah, just saying, hey, I'm looking for a place to come. You know where a place to come is?
Oh, yes.
That's what he would say. That is what he would say.
That is all he would say.
But probably in more of a cowboy.
Hey,
more of a
cowboy. Hey, cowpokes.
Hey, young feller. You got a place for me to come.
Come? I'm reading it. Now I've been reading it. Night She Cries while he rides his steed all day, and I need a place to come.
Hey, you mind if I come on one of your lambs over there?
Oh, God.
What? Oh, man. I'll give you $80 for that lamb if I can come.
Hey, Ross, your next book. Hey, Ross, you're writing a second one of this, are you? Yeah,
I am,
dude. You,
I'm writing the sequel right now. It's called "When Darkness Falls, He Doesn't Pick It Up." Boom.
What is it? Dark calls.
When darkness falls, he doesn't.
When
pick
darkness
it up.
Falls, He doesn't pick it up.
Nice. You got to attach a condom to each one of these books.
You should put a condom on the, on the inner jacket.
Or maybe like a napkin.
They should put a condom over the book because it'll get you pregnant. It'll get you pregnant. The book should come with a condom over
That's exactly.
All the way over it. A Magnum.
Yeah.
I wish Magnum would sponsor the show. That's the only condoms
I was reading it on an airplane and got in trouble for masturbating.
What?
Yeah. He did. He did. Going. He was on the Phoenix to Fresno flight on Southwest. It was a quick flight, and he got pulled off the plane. He started jacking off next to a family of 19. He had a family of 19 surrounding him on Southwest.
Was he circumcised?
Oh no, he was in un Cirque du Soleil, so he was pulling back that elephant trunk.
Oh man.
Yeah, Nick Palmisano is here tonight. Oh, we've started hot tonight with Nick.
Yeah,
on
look
show.
At this. You think he'd be more strict than Matt, and then he gets here and we get to do whatever we want.
Yeah, he's worse.
I know.
Fuck the Matt.
I know, friend of the show. He's been on a million times. He's in Range 15 with us. Yeah.
Well, you know, the movie, I feel like the movie pigeonholed me a little bit and made it seem like I'm real serious.
Now he's got to go completely to the right degree.
Yeah.
That's just why we've got a donkey. Bug fuck.
There's a donkey here.
By the way, Ross, we decided today all collectively that the next film that we write, we're going to do it in 24 hours.
Yeah. We're going to film the whole thing. We're going to write it in 24 hours.
All of us.
Terrible idea.
No, you're coming in the room.
Terrible idea.
You're coming in the room. We're starting at 6 a.m., 6 to 6. We're going to film the whole thing.
Whatever we have at the end.
Start the clock. That's what we're filming.
Yes. That's it.
Oh, God. That would be awful.
We have a great concept for a film. We're not going to talk about
it now. Yeah, we're not going to tell you now, but we'll tell you later.
Is it the greatest idea ever?
Possibly.
It might be.
It might be the best
idea. It might be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's at the level of Two Wheels of Loneliness.
It's got everything.
I was just going to say, we do have Two Wheels of Loneliness on the table.
This one's actually shootable.
Yes. So two Wheels of Loneliness.
Two Wheels of Loneliness is shootable. It's up to Matt if he would play a gay guy. That's all that
all
that,
we
that's
need,
all that
All we
entails.
Need is for Matt to have gay sex on film.
That's all we need.
Over and over and over.
Over and over and over again. And you can shoot that.
He said that he would. He just
And by the way, for the listeners at home, Matt Best was stuck in Salt Lake City Airport. Yeah. His flight has been delayed four times. He could not make it tonight. He wanted to let everyone know he's not a Berg doll, is what he said. He didn't desert us.
Okay.
So he tried to make it. He tried to make it tonight, is what he said.
No big deal. He's all right. He's a big boy. We'll miss him.
Yeah. So he's in Salt Lake City.
I feel like things just got dark, you know? It got a little dark for a minute.
No. Look, that was his message to us. How we receive that message and disperse it to the world is our own volition. Man, I've had a few drinks tonight. What are you guys drinking over there?
Yeah.
JT, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking vodka and lemonade. New kind of vodka. It's called Vegas vodka.
Yeah.
I haven't tried this yet, but I'm trying it now, and it's delicious.
Where is it made at? Japan? Is it made in Japan?
Where is it made?
Let's take a look.
Yeah, it's let's see. Right here.
It's oh my God.
Yep.
Vegas vodka is made, I can't believe it,
in Vegas.
In Vegas.
Yep.
No way.
It's not just clever marketing. It's really made in Vegas.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the Vincent Tull.
All right, what about you, Mr. Nick Palmisano? What are you drinking?
I am drinking Bullet Bourbon out of a glass.
Yes, he is.
Big fan of that shit. I love Bullet Bourbon.
Samesies. No, I shortened it.
We had it in editing, and it was
Samesies
really good.
Is,
yeah.
It's that's old. Is feel, that, it's just like, you know, I can't just say like chick or anything anymore, like BAE, and now it's Sames. I shortened it.
Oh,
it's for
good.
Efficiency.
I didn't know that. I'm learning.
I appreciate it. That wasn't funny. I hate myself right now. I hate myself.
What about you, Rocco? What are you drinking?
I was drinking the typical Bud Light, man. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Just typical. Very, it's a typical,
just a typical
Bud Light.
Bud Light.
It's a typical, man. Like, meaning he bought it wearing a wife beater and jeans that were dirty. You know, the cashier
flip-flops.
The cashier questioned him, you know, are you going to pay for that?
Yeah.
It's a typical.
He was wearing
flip-flops
with socks.
I was contemplating if I was going to run or pay for it. Yeah, I wasn't sure yet.
The cashier then proceeded to ask if he was a painter, not like an artist type painter. Like,
but
if he painted houses.
She asked in Spanish.
Yeah, and she was like, I was thinking of getting my bathroom redone. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Can you give me a quote on an 80-foot tub? I need it removed. I need it removed. And you look like the kind of Mexican who can do that for me.
Are you a Mexican or a Mexican?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's your call, bud. But I got $28 that says you can. Says you can.
Are you good at operating a wheelbarrow?
I'm probably one of the worst. Probably one of the worst Mexicans at being Mexican. Yeah. I can't make
you can
anything.
Cut hair though.
I can cut hair.
Cut hair like a boss.
Yeah, I can cut hair.
I have man skills still.
I don't have very many man skills.
Yeah, I can make things.
I can break things. That's where I'm
you
at.
You can. Yeah. You can.
I use a screwdriver.
You're the breaker.
Yeah, I'm a breaker.
Yeah.
I used a screwdriver the other
for
day.
For what?
I don't remember. I think I had the wrong one. I think I tried to fix, I tried to fix a door lock, and then I had to call the locksmith.
I was expecting to hear, I used a screwdriver the other day. I can't say where I got the vodka or the orange juice. I was waiting for that out of you. I was waiting for that line out
Listen,
of you.
Listen, I've always wanted to be Danny Bonaduce, where he buys a fifth of vodka and a thing of Ocean Spray cranberry juice. And he pours a little bit of the cranberry juice, empties the fifth of vodka in it, and then takes off on a skateboard just sipping.
By the way, I love that. I love Danny Bonaduce. If you Google Danny Bonaduce naked at a premiere, it'll change your life. He's got the smallest penis ever known to man. He took off all of his clothes, including his boxers, everything. You can see his full dick and balls, and he's trying to punch a photographer.
Oh man.
It's the greatest single shot ever. When we end the podcast, I'm going to text it to you. Yeah.
No shit.
I mean it's yeah, wow. And it's red.
It's red.
Yeah. Oh, that's creepy.
Like yeah. The tip of it's red or the hair.
The whole thing's red.
Ew.
Well,
like the tip
like
of
the
dog.
Whole
thing cuz
like
he's got red hair.
So he has a dog.
He's got red hair and like it looked like he was tanning maybe at some point like or tanning all day.
Was it 17 degrees
sunburn? So it was sunburn, yeah.
It wasn't a rash. I was worried about it.
I think it was a lot of steroids, but you guys can tell me. I'll send you the picture when you hang up the phone.
So we've got Jack Mandeville in the background.
Jack's pulling it up.
Oh, wow. It stands up on its own. It's so small.
Let's have a look here.
Actually resting on the sack at a high level.
Oh, yes.
It looks like
that's weird.
It looks like you could.
He could pee on his own ball.
That's really weird.
He could pee all over his own balls. Yeah.
So if you guys know what a light switch looks like, that's a lot what his dick looks like.
Wow.
It's hung like a light switch.
That looks like a. His balls looks like a water balloon full of flour.
Mm. So weird.
Oh.
I think it actually looks
like he was erect.
It's so small.
It looks hard. Yeah.
Like have you ever done a water balloon full of flour?
Yeah, it looks like
no.
It actually looks like he has three testicles.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, there's no penis here, it's just three testicles.
How do you rub that out?
I don't know.
What do you do with that?
You rub it on stuff.
That's
like fur coats.
That's Bonaduce, though. That's what he does. That's Bonaduce.
Rub it on fur coats.
On corners of beds. You just grind it on the corner of a bed.
Or on the corner of the wall. It's just like, oh, sweet.
Or, guys, I'm going to state the obvious. Or you pay somebody for a place to come.
You remember those old heaters in like old houses?
Sheep.
Those like radiator heaters?
Yeah.
You squat on those and you drag yourself across them.
Oh.
Why? It's kind of like,
That just gave me the chills.
Yeah. It just gave me the chills.
I'm just upset right now.
So weird. I don't want to. Next subject.
You gave Rocco the chills on here. Yeah. You gave Rocco the chills.
All right, Ross.
So
what's one of our main topics tonight? We have a good one, and it's about movies.
We have a lot because you brought this up to me before the podcast, and it wasn't one of the ones that was written down, but I definitely wanted to talk about it. Because there's so many fucking remakes these days.
God damn it. I think they call them
stupid
reboots.
Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, we really need another fucking Peter Pan movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people are screaming for that.
They should have stopped at Hook.
Or 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea or whatever the fuck it is. And Jared, of course, out of all people, calls me and was like, hey, I'd like to talk about remakes because I'd really like to remake a movie. And I was like, oh, God. Jared, what would you want to remake if you could remake
any
movie?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I do. This was, you wanted to talk about this.
You were amped about it.
I firmly believe that this movie that exists right now, the reason why they wrote it the way they did is because they didn't have the technology to properly portray what this would look like in a movie.
Uh-oh.
And if I could remake a movie now, it would be The Final Countdown.
Final Countdown.
I mean,
I know the song. Yeah. I know the song.
You don't know the movie?
Yeah, I don't know the movie.
1983, a Nimitz class carrier is out to sea, and an electrical storm happens, and all of a sudden they find themselves off the coast of Hawaii 3 days before Pearl Harbor happens, and they have F-14 fighter jets, and they start realizing. So they send none of their equipment's working. So they're like, "What the fuck? All right, send the jets out." So they send the jets out, and the jets are calling back the carrier like, we're looking at Hawaii, bro, and this shit don't look right. Like, this is weird. And they buzz. The senator of Hawaii is actually on his private yacht out in the ocean, and they buzz the senator, and he comes back. He gets knocked off his boat. He comes back up.
We're
going to
assume
what the fuck
Hawaii
was
has
that?
Two senators. Like,
that's actually pretty cool.
Because that's the law.
Yes.
Yeah, but here's what I love
about
this. This movie is so obscure right now.
What?
This movie is so obscure that you could remake this and no one would even know it's a remake.
Yeah, I've never heard of it, but it sounds dope.
It would be like Natalie Imbruglia with Torn.
That's a fucking amazing song, too.
That song came out like 30 days before hers came out.
Dude, that movie
the girl wasn't pretty.
That movie sounds cool as fuck.
So the movie's still great, but the thing is they attack a two-ship of Zeros. So the F-14s go after Zeros. You see them fly up to the Zeros, and the Zeros are like, what the fuck is that? Like, we fucked
up. So do they make the decision to, like, crush them?
They shoot the Zeros down. They bring one of the Japanese pilots back on the carrier. And the moment that he gets on the carrier and looks around, because he just rode in a helicopter, and helicopters don't exist right here, he goes, oh, we're fucked. And, no, they decide not to interfere, and then an electrical storm happens, and they come back to regular time.
Yeah.
But one of the Navy guy stays back with a girl from the boat, the senator's boat.
Yeah.
So when the carrier pulls back into the harbor, old homeboy who had went out there as regular age homeboy is standing there high-fiving him like, yeah, bro, that's weird shit, isn't it?
That's dope.
Yeah. So I think the reason why they didn't write the script that they went after the Japanese Navy is because they didn't have the technology to do that battle back then.
That'd be cool.
And I think if we remade it now, you let a whole squadron of F-18s go after the fucking Japanese Navy, and it would be hilarious. It would just be funny.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool.
All right. What about you, Rocco? What would you remake then?
Dude, I've been thinking about this, and there's several things I think would be cool. But I think that if they redid the Warriors – and each game was like real epic dudes. You know, like The Rock is one of the leaders of one of the gangs.
Oh shit, you like The Rock? I didn't know that.
I mean, just saying, he would be great in this movie. But
he'd be terrible.
But like all these gangs would be, you know, more modernized, and it would just be fun. I can imagine all the people that you could get into that and be involved. That movie is such a dope movie, man. And just remaking that into modern style, I think it would be fucking awesome, man.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool as shit.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, I can fall in line with that.
Warriors,
what about you, Nick? What's yours?
Come out and play.
So mine's pretty easy. I would redo episodes 1 through 3 of Star Wars because they were such festering piles of dog shit.
Whoa.
That by redoing those three movies, I could be a golden god for all time to Star Wars fans everywhere because I could take a dump on a piece of paper and just spread it around, and that would be better than what they produced with
It'd
George
be like
Lucas.
Jar Jar Binks, just the dump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jar Jar Binks is there, but he dies in the first 17 seconds of the
film.
That
would be awesome.
Brutally. Yeah. Yeah. He gets
just lightsaber to the throat.
Yeah. Or it's even worse. He gets put in like Jabba prison, you know, and the Hutts rape him to death.
He gets pounded.
There's a graphic just alien
pounded.
Rape scene.
He gets slowly
prison
raped to death.
Alien
by
rape
a giant,
pounded to pieces.
A giant alien slug slowly rapes him to death, which must take just like days.
You know what I watched with Charlotte last night too? Is Batteries Not Included.
That would be a great remake, dude. That was one of the best. I wanted one of those fucking things, dude.
That was super cool.
What about Short Circuit?
Loved it.
Yeah,
loved it. The other one
Short Circuit, they are remaking, by the way.
I don't want to throw a second one in there, but I want to.
My second one is Batteries Not Included.
There are no rules.
Mine would be
drinking, bro.
Back to the Future, bro.
That'd be hard to do.
Boom.
You can't redo that.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
You're just joking. He was trying to fuck with me.
Hey, yeah, let's redo it, but it's a girl and she's trans.
Yeah, it's a transgender black female.
Yeah.
Why not just say I'd like to remake Schindler's List as a musical? Yeah. I just want to see it more upbeat.
I'd like it to
it's
be more upbeat.
It's Schindler's List, the comedic musical. Brought to you by Gruntstyle.
Yeah.
You have
fuck it. You broke him.
You have Martin Short playing the Liam Neeson character.
Martin Short is has not been in enough movies lately.
I know. What is
he? He's in that Netflix series.
Clifford. Clifford was one of the fucking greatest films he ever did.
Oh, fuck.
He's doing the Cat in the Hat cartoon.
Yeah, fuck that, too.
Ross, what would you remake?
Man, I've got to go. I hate remakes. I hate them. If I was forced to do a remake, which I would
gun
not.
Gun to your head.
I would not. Yeah, gun to my head, Purple Rain.
You remake
and you've
this,
got the
Ross
head
Patterson.
Of a dick. You've got the head of a dick in your butt.
Ooh.
Yeah,
ooh.
But it's Purple Rain. I would do Purple Rain again. I would like to.
Wow.
Purple Rain.
That's actually pretty good.
I would love to play a young musician.
He thought about this more than the rest of us did, I think.
No.
No, I didn't. I would just, like, you have Apollonia, you have the whole shit. Like, it would just be fun.
What's Apollonia? What?
The fucking girl in the movie.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Doesn't Prince know somebody named Broquel?
Broquel?
Yeah.
You must be talking about Broquel.
Yeah, doesn't he have two friends named Broquel?
By the way, somebody on the Broquel, who is Broquel podcast, actually pulled up a picture of a Broquel on Facebook.
Oh, God.
And I'm sure she got hammered with lovely messages from our fans. Yeah, but there's a Broquel that exists out there, and she's white, by the way.
Oh, shit.
So,
you're
welcome for
that. They just took us for the turn.
Didn't expect that. No.
Yeah, the whole thing. The whole thing. And hey, Mr. Pomisciano, since you're traveling all the way from North Carolina, what is your what's your take on this? There's a big brouhaha over a ban on transgenders using men and women's restrooms. Hollywood's up in arms. Huh. I'd love to hear your take.
So
here's on it.
What I think. As a dude, I don't give a shit. Like if a girl, a genetic woman wants to use the male bathroom, which is going to be way more disgusting than the female bathroom, by all means, come take a shit in the male bathroom. But I think women should basically decide whether or not they want trans dudes to be in their bathrooms. I mean, 88% of all dudes that are transgender ultimately go back to being heterosexual.
How did you know that statistic?
Because I have a lot of weird friends, and we have a lot of weird conversations.
Wow.
So most
if they're confused about their sexuality, they might be confused, or they're confused about their gender, they might be confused what to do when they're in the bathroom.
Yeah. So like, there's this. A lot of people like jump to the stereotype. A lot of people jump to the stereotype that like if you're transgender, that you're gay, and that's actually not the case. Like a lot of dudes just like to dress up like women. So if you're a dude that feels like you're a woman, but you're still having sex with women and you still have male genitalia and you're going in the women's bathroom, like, I don't know, man. Like, that's up to women. Like, I don't give a shit because I'm a dude. And if you want to attack me in a bathroom, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You're
going to get fucked up.
I'm going to put a screwdriver in your pee hole.
But, I think as a woman, it's probably more of, if women as a group don't care, then I don't care.
Well, can we have another bathroom installed?
You have to have a third bathroom.
A third bathroom.
It's just a question mark.
I mean,
personally,
I just don't care.
Open for interpretation.
As long as no one's hurting me, I don't care what you do, who you want to have sex with, how you want to dress. I don't care at all.
They had drains in place. I just
My only issue is, do you want your kids in there?
And that's a valid question.
Do you want your kids in there next to them?
That's a valid question, yeah.
That's it. Like if somebody, like if you had a daughter and she was in a bathroom, and a transgender pulled out a dick in front of your daughter, how do you explain what they're doing in there and why? Like, that opens up a whole new box of fucking questions.
That's why I don't do public restrooms, bro.
That's right. You dig in shit. You keep a shovel in the back of your car, and you shovel out in the
desert.
There's
always a bucket in my car. Like
that's what God invented
It's really funny if you look at the curve of human existence and how we, you know, less than 100 years ago, we were burning people if we accused them of being witches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now,
yep.
You don't even have to be a gender to use a bathroom.
Yeah. You just fucking
go. No, Caitlyn Jenner's got a shoe campaign right now. So.
Wow. Well, fuck.
It's fucking crazy. But that in North Carolina, as Nick will tell you, this is like the only thing they're talking about. There's a bunch of protests here and shit.
Yeah, and Montel Williams is like just teeing off on North Carolina right now. Basically saying, like, everybody in North Carolina is bigoted because, you know, they just voted that you know, you can't use the other
bathroom.
That
makes no sense. Like, what's the point of a fucking vote then?
A bunch of companies? I know.
Like,
I know.
But wait, hey, and we all had, as a community, we all had a vote, and we decided against this. And now everybody's going to get mad that don't even live there.
Well, why don't we just stop putting male and female and just put dick and pussy? And so then if you have a dick, you go on the dick one. If you got a pussy, you go on the pussy
there
one. That's
go.
It.
There you go. Yeah,
I like that a lot.
If you're all in, if you're a dude that's all in and you had your genitals mutilated and you're now
females.
A woman,
yeah.
I think that's cool.
If you got a vagina, you go on the vagina one.
That's cool. At that point, like, you're a woman. You made that call. You cut.
It's,
I mean, listen. There
point
is,
or
there
hole.
Is
ones and zeros. It's one and zero.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's binary code is what it is.
You're either a one or you're a zero.
Yeah,
that's all there is. I think that's all there is in this world.
Does anyone else want to chime in on this?
We
solved
it.
So far, it's been just
no. I think I hit it on the head.
Yeah, you did.
Vaginas.
Yeah.
All right.
Rocco's got simple solutions for shit.
Don't live in North Carolina are giving their opinion. What the fuck is the point of the vote then?
Yeah, this is
why the community had a vote. The community decided as a whole, this is what we want for our community.
Yep.
Everyone else can fuck off. Montel Williams, suck a fuck.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit about you anymore.
I don't know what a fuck is.
Yeah.
States' rights are continuously degraded. Everything has to be federal now. Like, there's a reason why our government is a republic and it's set up the way it is. It's so that the minority has an opinion. Different states have an opinion. You can have that freedom. So
guess
whether
what,
you
Montel,
do,
don't go to North Carolina.
Yeah,
then,
live somewhere else, motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck Montel, dude.
I
Ron
Montel, bro.
Isn't that Montel?
Ron
that's
Montel,
Montel, right?
Montel. That's Montel Jordan.
We're talking about Montel.
And I love that song.
Fuck both of them.
So I actually have a Montel Williams story. One of my classmates that I went to school with.
Here's an officer speech, bro.
No, it's not. It's not an officer speech
over there. Yeah, let's.
So he was at West Point. He gets invited to go to Montel Williams' show. And we're all like, dude, are you a fucking moron? Do not go on the show. He's like, no, they said it.
You
they
got
said it was going to be
pregnant.
They said it was going to be about the military, right? So this guy is, you know, he's 20. He goes on this show, and this girl comes out of nowhere that he went to middle school with. And she is a hot mess, as you would imagine.
Is she hot though, or is she like
no?
Is
no.
she a cool 240?
Or is she just a mess?
No, she's she's a deuce and a half,
she's
and her whole life.
Ooh, full deuce.
Yeah, her whole life is a bag of shit, and she's like, oh my god, you made fun of me in middle school, and you know, you ruined my life, and like he was like a really nice guy, and he was like, I'm so sorry, like. I was immature then,
I was a fucking kid.
I was a kid, you know. Kids do stupid things. Like if I could take it back, I would. Blah blah blah. But they skewered him for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then at the end, like Montel comes out and he's like, "Oh shit, bro! Like, sorry, I didn't realize you were military, or I wouldn't have done you like that."
Wow.
And he was like, "Wow." So I don't even know how to react to that.
Yeah.
Like
fuck
you.
Fuck you. I think we all went through a phase where we made fun of people, man. That's kind of we're just, you know.
Actually, I came from Italy, where I lived for the ages of
so they picked
3
on you.
Through 10. So I was the kid getting his ass kicked every day.
Were you
day.
The kid that wore gray socks? Because I used to make fun of the kid that wore gray socks.
No, it was.
We all wore white socks.
Listen,
who wears gray socks? Who the fuck wears gray socks?
Listen,
like, that's weird.
I went from this, like, idyllic Italian.
I know, right?
Idyllic Italian, like, growing up to, like, to Massachusetts. Which, if you're gonna be the new kid, Massachusetts is probably the worst place to be. They were like, hey, I heard you speak Italian. Can you say something in Italian? And I'd be like, yeah, sure. Blah, 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 blah. And then they'd be like, fuck Italy and
burn the witch.
they have backpacks on, and you have your books wrapped in a fucking belt, like in the movies.
And that
true, like, what is that? Like, oh shit, I don't know this.
True story.
And that's why I started judo.
100% truth. When I was in eighth grade, the teacher held a vote in front of me to the whole class on whether or not they felt comfortable with me attending sex ed with the class. And I got,
he's already done everything on this fucking show.
What? I got outvoted, and I had to sit in school suspension for 2 weeks while they had sex
no
ed.
Shit.
I was not allowed there.
Why?
That's one of those things. Like,
do you really have to ask?
I know that. That's
you
funny.
Really have to
if
ask
a teacher
why.
Did that now, like, it would be the biggest deal. No, she castigated him. They held a vote in
I
front
had
of him.
The,
but
the,
back then, it was like, all right, motherfucker, everybody thinks you're weird and crazy. Get the fuck out.
Yeah. I had the weirdest I had a teacher that would go to the bathroom and do sit-ups because she said she had gas. And she would tell us this. We're like, what the fuck is that? Like,
oh, God.
So I had some weird teachers. She also said she taught fucking Michael Jackson how to dance. All kinds of weird shit.
Man,
what?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was removed.
What? Where was so,
this? Male Elementary in the San Fernando
it's
Valley.
It's called Male Elementary?
Male Street School Elementary, yeah.
Like M-A-L-E?
No. Male, M-A-Y-A-L-L.
Oh, Male Elementary. Male Elementary.
I caused, like, rule changes and stuff. As like, me and a buddy got in a fight with an orange outside one of our
with
classes.
With an orange?
Yeah, so nobody...
Oh, you guys didn't... You
we
fought
fighting,
an orange or fought
no,
over
we were
an orange?
No, fighting with an orange.
Oh, okay,
like, we
got
were
it.
Using it as a weapon, so no one was allowed to take fruit out of the cafeteria again. That was a rule change. when I was in 10th grade, the Spanish teacher no longer would show movies or videos because... the first video she showed, it opened up with a scene, and there was a Haro bike, and I was like, "Oh, that's a nice bike from Mexico." And she was like, "That's it, no more movies."
You're a dick.
I didn't know.
That's so funny.
I didn't know they had Haros in Mexico,
dude. I had a twin sister, and I
who is this
fights.
Teacher that shamed you, Jared?
Which one? The eighth grade.
The sex. Yeah,
Mrs. Newsom.
Yeah.
Mrs. Newsom.
She was a cool chick because we actually, later in the year, I was part of one of those state-ran programs or whatever, that, like, where you compete against, like, brain shit.
She just
like,
knew you were weird.
They would give us a box
You were like a smart kid.
They would give us a box of shit, and they're like, you got 6 hours to build a bridge
out
of this.
Yeah, I've done that. I've done those. Yeah. We won. My team won.
Yeah,
we didn't win.
My team won.
I think we built a dick.
I got second.
I did that.
I talked everybody into building a dick.
Yeah. No, guys, I know how to win this. How? We're doing this. You make two balls.
Trust me.
I had a wink from the guy that had the clipboard that was in charge of judging. I thought for sure the dick would have won us.
Yeah, that doesn't look like a bridge. It's a dick.
it's a dick bridge.
It's a bridge.
It's the bridge of life. It's the bridge of life.
But yeah, she was still cool, but still, I
the
remember
old
that to
dick
this day.
Bridge.
I was voted out of sex ed.
That's actually awesome. Though.
I believe that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I wouldn't. I'll be honest. I wouldn't want you in sex ed with me.
No. Still today. No.
Yeah.
Never.
Right now. Like it would bother.
It also explains a lot, though. It explains a lot about your life, Jared. You know.
Yeah.
What does it really explain, Ross? What does it explain? I just
that you don't know where it goes. You don't know where to put it. There's a lot of questions over there from Jimmy John Jared.
We've been trying for months.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, I'm having a baby like tomorrow.
Yeah, real soon.
Or Saturday, hopefully.
That's right.
Saturday, hopefully.
You
got
to go speed bump it, bro. Speed bump
I don't want to go speed because we have to film tomorrow. We got stuff
to
do.
You're right, dude.
I want to just relax.
For range 15.
Yeah. Relax.
What, Jared, do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
It's a girl, bro. Luck.
So
he has.
That's what he does.
Congratulations.
He makes girls.
What do I do?
The radio's fucked up his balls. That's what happens, dude.
20 watts of fucking high frequency power.
Ain't no Y chromosomes in there.
Yeah, kills all the fucking men.
They're donezo.
The men in the sack, whack.
Yeah.
Man, you should put like a hot pocket underneath your balls.
No, actually, the heat is what actually destroys the male chromosome in the sack, dude.
Like, we need to have a cold dick.
You got to be out of shape and fat.
When you're keying boxes that radiate enough power that replicate the amount of power that comes out of a radio station transmitter on your back for a majority
of your career. I think he's talking Air Force shit right now.
I don't know, but you just got to be happy they have 10 toes. No! Fuck!
You know, if you touch an HF antenna while we're keying the mic, it'll kill all your nerves in your hand.
Ah, dude, fuck that.
And you can put a cigar out on your hand.
That's...
Why would you want to do
that?
I
don't want that skill.
I don't know.
Folks, for those of you listening for the first time, that's what it sounds like when Air Force people talk shit.
It wouldn't be awesome to lose all the feeling.
Our mic
like
will blow your hand out. You won't even feel a cigar on
you
it.
Won't even. Now, there's actually an old school tech P. His name's on Facebook is Travis Hawkinen. I mean, Travis Hawkins. His real name is Joel Hawkinen.
I'm not
him.
Sure if you're supposed to tell
him. He's an old school, old school tech piece.
He just outed us.
I know.
GS-42 classified.
He has a full dead hand from the HF radio.
That's got to be awesome.
And that was a smart trick.
For so many other reasons
As soon
than
as
that.
He said that, I was like, 3, 2, 1, dick joke.
Boom.
Masturbation.
He would bet people at bars, and he would stare him right in the eye and put a fucking cigar out on his hand.
Wow.
He doesn't feel it, so he doesn't give a shit. He made me, when I was in school...
He got staph infection.
I was being a fucking asshole in tech P school
at
some
weird.
Point.
That's
and
odd.
He made me come up to the front of the class.
He made me,
and I had to rub my nose down his stripes and count them out loud. So I knew. I knew that
Air Force hazing at its best.
Hashtag Air Force.
Air Force hazing. You're going to put your nose on my shoulder.
Put your nose on my shoulder.
You're going to rub it slowly.
Did he look you in the eyes and say, hey, I'm looking for a place to come.
You don't want me to do
look at the class.
Flutter kicks or something?
No, just rub your nose on me slowly. Yeah.
Mm.
Well, that, so real quick, you guys, Ross, you know Benny. You guys know Benny. Benny
yeah,
was once
Benny.
In class giggling when we were in TAC P school.
Benny served?
Yes. And the instructor said, Benny, what's so goddamn funny right now? And Benny looks at the instructor with a straight face and goes, oh, well, Hill over here had a boner and he showed it to me. And the instructor
Benny,
lost his
Benny.
Shit. Instructor oh, lost man. His shit. Like, wait, what?
Yeah. Yep, that's Party Ben.
That's Party Ben.
That's Party Ben. That's why I was afraid to invite
that's
him to my wedding.
That's Party
Benny,
Party
Ben outranks
dude.
Me. He still serves.
Oh, yeah.
Does he really?
And he's
he
got some serious
you are
stuff
kidding.
Under his belt.
You are kidding,
no, no, no.
right?
Party Ben is known.
Just, you know, yeah, he's got some serious stuff under his belt. Like he might be a fucking maniac and a completely, like...
How do you explain him?
Yeah, I don't explain him, but the guy is a legit
no
genius.
Comment.
Legit guy.
Genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. He built a wireless network in Qatar using parts from a couple Xboxes and a PSP and a bunch of other shit. Like, he had everything wired in together and then a satellite dish, and he had everybody with internet in this temp tent.
Let's just say I've never seen that side of
no, me
I've
neither.
Only seen
me
the
neither.
Side I want to strangle
saw...
to death slowly while I look into his eyes and the light.
I saw the side
out.
Of him humping other dudes in the back of a motor van.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, that's Vegas. The first time I saw him, Rocco. He was yeah. sweating.
Real,
he was sweating in the back of a bus,
came out of the
humping
back of a
another
bus
man
naked, and thought it was a good idea.
Real story.
To hug me,
smashing his dick on the window.
A couple weeks ago, when I was down in Gila Bend for the exercise, Benny was out there doing some tests with a new. Platform that we have that I will remain unmentioned.
Were they Jets,
yes,
Jared?
They were Jets.
Were they Jets? So it was Benny and the Jets.
Yes, it was. It was Benny.
Okay. Cool. Just wanted to clarify. Just wanted to
Jets.
Clarify for the audience.
He's Bang. Testing. Yep. He was testing laser profiles, and his first test, he was not able to get the data, and he's in our tent, and he's on speakerphone with the pilots and everybody involved in this test, and they're like, hey, he's like, yeah, I wasn't able to get it because I wasn't able to get close enough, and they go, well, you were as close as you can be safely. He goes, well, tomorrow night I'll just go 50 meters off, and they go, you can't do that. It's unsafe. He goes, what? It's just a laser.
Party Benny, classic Benny,
classic Benny.
Wow.
Yeah.
That fucking guy. Where is he at in the world today? What is he doing?
He's
real life?
He's in Tucson, and he's in charge of testing a lot of new equipment that the Air Force. Is
no, either. How is that possible? How is that possible?
Because he is.
He's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
He's a genius.
He's got two sides of him.
I've only met Mr. Hyde.
You should.
Yeah. Know. I mean,
it is impressive if you see him in action in a uniform.
I don't doubt.
Around senior officers.
I don't doubt.
He knows so much. He has everything memorized in his head and his data. Like, he will run circles around everyone to the point where they're just like, yeah, do that. Yeah do that. Whatever you said, do that.
That's cool, man. I've never been that guy.
Fucking Party Benny. Never in a million years. Like, dude, I had a hard time in CrossFit this week. And Benny's fucking...
Dude, you CrossFit?
Doing shit in Tucson.
You CrossFit, bro?
I finally signed up this week at the behest of Derek. I see Rocco doing it every morning. Yeah. So I was like, all right, cool. I need to get back in better shape. So I joined, by the way. I joined. Yeah.
Hey, Ross, next time I see you, can we CrossFit together?
We can do a wad.
So what do you think, Ross?
So here's the thing, because you and Derek, you know, had got me into it, and I was like, all right, cool, dude. I've gone through the first week. I think it's fucking
did
awesome.
You go through
I think
CrossFit
they,
boot camp because if you haven't, I don't.
I
you're
did.
Not a real CrossFit.
I did. I know. I did, and I think it's great for someone like me who's always on the phone or in an edit or writing shit. To not be able to look at my phone, somebody tells you what to do for an hour and you're in and out of there, like, that's the best kind of workout. And you're sore as shit. And it doesn't feel like you were doing that much. But, man, I really like it. And I'd shit on it for so long. So,
dude, it's one of those things,
looks
man.
Like,
I would say this, man. Be cautious about the programming. It's all based on who the instructor is and how they program. Don't go and try an RX, which, you guys listening, RX is like, I guess, what the prescribed weights that they would request you to do. Just do your pace until you can build up to the point where you feel real comfortable with some of the heavier weights. But if you can monitor yourself and actually be like, you know, just watch your own body, man, it's a good program.
It's like anything else.
Rocco, you lost a bunch of weight, didn't you?
I have been, yeah. I'm still losing weight. I'm actually converting it, I think. It's like I'm losing weight, but I'm building muscle, so it's a... Like, the scale's not telling me the truth right now.
It's like anything else. There are good boxes, and there are really, really shitty boxes. And so, like, a lot of boxes will get you hurt, and then there's other places where it's just a great program.
Yeah, and then egos get you hurt as well, man, because guys go in there, like, you see the guy to the left, you fucking doing 225, and you're like, well, fuck, I'm bigger than him. The guy's been doing it for years, you know? So it's really, you got to test your ego. You got to check yourself, and then you go in there, and you do the best you can, and that's what you get out of it, man. And again, that's not all we do. We do lifting as well, so it's a combination of the
both. Yeah, and Rocco, my thing is I don't have an ego in there. I just want a good workout that, you know, I feel good when I leave. I'm sweating, shit's fucking rad, and then I look sweet, and that's all I care about. I don't want to leave there saying, man, I just deadlifted 480 today. Go fuck yourself, you know?
That's what I want to do.
No, man, if you do it like that,
yeah,
Ross.
Yeah, see, I don't have that in me.
I like to walk up to the Ross Pattersons in the world and just be like, how does it feel to be so fucking weak?
Well, dude, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, just, it was 2 days ago, me and Derek were at the gym, and, dude, it's hard to fucking watch Derek do these fucking lifts. Yeah, and I'm over here doing a fucking the modification of that lift, and I'm just
grunting through it. I couldn't fucking jump rope. Yeah. I hadn't jump rope since I was in fourth grade.
Double unders, man. Fuck that.
Yeah, and they make you jump rope, and I was like, Jesus, man. And they were laughing at me because I was hopping twice like a child.
Yeah.
And they were like, I don't understand why you're hopping twice. And I was like, well, I haven't picked up a jump rope since fourth grade.
Yeah. How'd you just turn the fuck around and let me do my wad?
Because I'm a grown up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's essentially what it is. But I will say this, after making fun of it and then, you know, shitting on it, once I did it, like, dude, I couldn't get through 100 of those fucking things.
No, man, yeah.
It was a heavy rope, and by the end of it, I was gassed. Like, gassed like I've never been gassed in a workout before on a jump rope and, like, you know, simple, like, curls and shit. And I was like, God, this is a great workout.
Yeah, it's good, man.
So far, so good.
Stick with it and then just diet, man. That's where I always struggle with, obviously. But
I recommend quitting the second it gets hard.
And Jared, you did it. You did it for a couple of times, and then you left, right?
No, it was just schedule. Like, we had to, as soon as we got into the rhythm, we got pulled away.
The rhythm is going to get you, is what Jared's trying to say.
No, and then also Derek shifted his schedule, so it's like now we're doing CrossFit at fucking 5:30 in the goddamn morning, and that's not comfortable for anyone.
That's crazy. Right. That's like, too much. Yeah.
God, we went somewhere. Where did we go? Because there was something big that came up right after you and I started hitting it hard.
Yeah.
And then
we left town and came back.
We got back. I was having serious internal pains for like 2 weeks. I had no clue what was wrong with me. I just ignored it, though, until it went away.
Dude, I don't know how Jared does it, dude. He shows up there and finishes a fucking workout. He pukes, comes back and finishes. I'm like, God damn,
Jared's an athlete.
I don't fucking get it.
He's an athlete. He's got genetics on his side.
I got burpees, and I'm fucking crying if it's four of them, dude.
I like burpees.
I fucking hate
them. I'm built for burpees.
Are you?
I'm not built for
much,
you know? Like, it's not like
now that we're home.
I'm not built for any professional sport, you know? Like, you know, wrestling is about as good as
I'm just going to start running.
Yeah, Jared can run and run pretty well.
I like fat Jared, though.
No.
Yeah. Fat Jared.
Everybody does. The world loves Fat Jared.
My thin face looks really funny. It looks really good. Like, I like it when it's tiny.
Yeah, but Fat Jared's funny.
I've got to fit into mess dress for these premieres, too.
Actually, I got to do the
same.
So
I need to run so I could wear mess dress and look good.
I got to buy a whole new set, I think.
Jimmy John's Jared, though, everybody's a fan favorite. We all love him.
He's sticking with it.
But we do have screenings coming up for Range 15.
Yeah. Range 15.
What are you going to do then? What are you going to do?
Jared's going to wear a mess dress, he says.
Yeah, I'm going to wear my mess dress because I want all my medals.
Can you fit into it right now with the weight you're at?
I would have to buy it, and I just don't want to. Like, I don't want to wear the uniform looking like that. Like, if I'm going to put it on and I'm going to represent the Air Force.
You want to look good.
Yeah, I'm going to be a TAC-P. It's like, hey, this is a big win for us. This is a big win for all of us that served in the military.
Yeah.
So all this press that comes out with us at these premieres, I want to be wearing that Air Force uniform to kind of say, hey, guys,
I wonder if I should do the same. Should I do the same?
I wish you would.
Do we all need to just do hardcore cardio?
I wish you would.
I honestly, dude, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm probably like five sizes too fucking big for my shit. I'd have to go buy a whole new set.
I've got some very respectable chiefs that are coming to the D.C. premiere that are going to mess dress with me.
Really?
So
fuck.
I will not be wearing mess dress because it's been entirely too long since I've been allowed to wear it.
Maybe I will. Fuck it, cardio. Here we go.
Let's all do cardio. Let's do cardio together.
I feel like we're doing cardio in here.
Cardio. There's nothing like grown men talking about cardio.
Let's create a graph,
though. Drinking Bros podcast. It's so awesome. We're going to spend 23 minutes talking about cardio.
Cardio.
Hey, what kind of cardio do you like? I like swimming and running.
Is that
and
a taco?
Bicycling.
Is that a taco? Because if it has sour cream, I'm good.
Sour cream is really
yeah,
good.
Yeah. You because you love the tacos, Rocco. You'd have to cut out tacos.
That's what fucks with me, man. My diet is fucked.
So Range 15 tickets are. Tickets are going to be on sale in about 10 days.
We are doing that, aren't we?
Pretty much the scariest.
They are, yeah.
Pretty much the scariest moment of my life right now.
It's been,
Nick, what exact day do they go on sale, by
right
the way?
Right now, it looks like the 15th, but it could be plus or minus a day. So it might be 14, 15, 16, somewhere in there. We're going to know in the next couple of days. But
hell yeah.
I mean, it's coming. 2 years of work for all of us coming up.
Yeah, we
it's
also
coming up fast.
We also realized, Russ, it's been a year since we filmed the campaign video.
Today, yeah,
you're
yeah,
kidding.
Literally, like a year, pretty much.
You are fucking joking, man.
No,
are
I would
serious?
Not joke about something that
crazy,
serious.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Wow, that does not seem like a year. Now the movie's about to come out. The first screenings are happening in May.
Yes, they are.
Boy,
dude, crazy man.
We are four to five weeks away from the first screenings, and man, it's nuts.
We were just talking about the potential schedule we might have, and it's going to be insane.
Insane.
From one place to another place to another place.
Absolutely insanity. Yep.
Dude.
Yeah, absolute insanity. And Nick, you want to tell people where they can go and buy tickets?
Yeah, so tickets are not on sale yet, but on or about the 15th of April, tug.com, that's T-U-G-G.com, is going to have the theatrical tickets for Range 15. So 2 years of work, the entire veteran community coming together. It's all going to come to fruition at tug.com, and you're going to be able to see the movie at a theater near you, and it's pretty much the coolest thing that's ever happened in my life.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, and hey, by the way, it's literally near you because it's this is going across the nation. This isn't like a four-city release. This will be in 250 cities, and you'll also get to pick the city you wanted in.
We're up to 280 now, Ross.
Holy shit.
Hell yeah.
Shit. 280 cities, and then also all the fans, you'll be able to add your own city and buy and sell tickets for your own home theater. So in your hometown, man, this is going to be awesome. So we are, let's see, we're days away now at this point.
We are.
Just days away from tickets going on sale.
Excited, man.
For Range 15.
Finally.
Man, let's cheers on that.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to Range 15. And do you guys have a drinking bro of the week over there?
We do. Today's drinking bro. By the way, just to everybody that wrote in with our EMS and firefighter guys, we're going to start getting to those. So we got a ton of stories of EMS and firefighter heroes, and we will start dedicating different episodes and giving a little blurb on what these guys did and how their friends wrote in and said that they deserve to have an episode named after them or dedicated to them. But today we're going to go with a police officer by the name of Justin Boehm, who works for San Antonio's police department.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
He said he found us after a shitty breakup, and that it really turned things around. He found the group. So he started making a lot of friends.
Dude, I got a bunch of San Antonio PD buddies, dude. So that's great.
And then he started drinking Lead Slingers.
There it
is.
And
he says he loves it. It has replaced, since then, it has replaced JMO. But what's funny is his girlfriend at the time had wrote into us and said, hey, my boyfriend's a big fan. He listens to everything you guys do. You know, he would kill to be a drinking bro of the week. I said, give me his phone number. So I FaceTimed him that morning.
Nice.
And woke him up because he's a night shift.
Oh.
And it was really funny. So,
that's great. So, hey, that's
we got to hang out.
Week.
We got to
that's
hang
awesome.
Out. He's a cool dude. We're happy that he listens. And to Justin.
Cheers, Justin.
To Justin.
Cheers.
By the way, very proud of you guys about Lead Slinger's whiskey.
Oh, thank you very much, man. Yeah. It's rolling.
It's been a long process.
It's excited, awesome. Man.
For those of you that have not had it, it has a slight Scotch-esque profile. It's a nice, Scotch bourbon hybrid. A lot of fun to drink.
Awesome. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah. And on that note, for Nick Palmisano, Jared Taylor, a.k.a. Jimmy John Jared, Rocco, and Ross Patterson, we are out of here. We'll see you next time. We love you, Ranger Up. We love you, Nick.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.